The West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, Division of Water and Waste Management, held a public meeting at the Pocahontas County High School from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on December the 21st. According to the DEP's website, the purpose of the public meeting was to, quote, take comments on the draft permit that will cover the discharge of stormwater during construction activities, of course referring to the pipeline. The meeting was held in the school's auditorium and was attended by a lot of citizens from Pocahontas County, as well as interested citizens and activists from other places. The format was simple and was explained by Jake Lance of the DEP's Public Information Office, who moderated the event. Each speaker was allotted 5 minutes to express their opinion. All were asked to stay strictly on the topic of the DEP's permit for the discharge of stormwater during pipeline construction. However, many drifted off topic to being against the pipeline, against fracking, or the use of any fossil fuels at all, while others drifted off topic to express general support for the pipeline. Of the 30 speakers, we counted 11 as being in support of the pipeline, and the remaining 19 being opposed. Obviously, time will not permit us to play you most of these speakers. However, the DEP did utilize a court reporter so that every speaker's comments would make it into the DEP's records. We will play portions of the two most interesting speakers' comments, one for and one against the pipeline. One of the interesting speakers against the pipeline was a Native American originally from North Dakota.
My name's Matotanka. It means Big Bear in Lakota. And I understand what the lady said about jobs. Where I come from is 85% of the people are unemployed. They're not going to bring you jobs. They are the short, temporary jobs. And I feel for you. My people are proud of ourselves. And what I noticed about people from the Appalachia area, you guys are proud of your heritage, where you come from. Letting this go through, is that worth selling your heritage out for a few dollars? Is it worth selling your family down the river so they have to move because the water is contaminated? Don't let them do this to you. They crammed it down our throat up there at the Dakota Access Pipeline.
Now we hear from a pro-pipeline speaker.
My name is Ted Lewis, GeoConcepts Engineering. We're working on behalf of Dominion to conduct the karst surveys and studies for the project. We helped Conservation Fund 4 years ago develop the avoidance and minimization measures for pipelines when working in areas where the Madison Cave isopod is present. Avoidance and minimization measures were adopted by the ACP project to protect the groundwater and protect the karst features. During construction, our firm will have full-time karst geologists on site to verify that the mitigation and conservation procedures are being implemented.
There were a lot of local voices also speaking out elegantly in favor of the project, including Mike Holstein and Charlie Sheets, while other local residents such as Tracy Hickson, John Lazoric, Amy Scott, Nikki Alakakis, Alan Johnson, and Doug Bernier all eloquently spoke in opposition of the pipeline. Now, we all await the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, Division of Water and Waste Management's decision on the permit, one of the last remaining obstacles to pipeline construction. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.